Morning. As Keith mentioned, we're in Psalm 23, if you want to turn in the scriptures there and follow along. Again, I'd ask us to bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that as believers we can gather to sing your praises, Lord, and Lord, to look into your word of truth. Father, we thank you that you are always with us. We thank you, Lord, you are the God of all comfort, the God of all truth. So, Father, this morning, Lord, from your word, may you encourage us, strengthen us, and we thank you, Lord, for what you can do in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of my message is, The Lord is My Shepherd, and that's enough. You know, this past week was spent in thinking and preparing for Mark's graveside service. But before that, I knew my turn at sharing a Sunday message was coming up. And so reflecting about what I was going to share, I was drawn to Psalm 23 with the desire to share a portion of that psalm this morning. And then when we went to the funeral home in Mark's viewing, lo and behold, the memorial card of Mark's celebration of life contained on the back the 23rd Psalm. So Psalm 23 was also on Linda's mind as well. Yeah, God is good. Mark certainly trusted the Lord as his shepherd. So for a few moments this morning, we're going to consider just part of Psalm 23, in of which I've entitled, The Lord is My Shepherd, That's Enough. Many years ago, the Gospel Herald gave an account of Reverend Williams as he telephoned his Sunday sermon topic into the local newspaper. And so he gave the title of his message, The Lord is My Shepherd. And the newspaper worker added, Well, is that all? And Williams replied, That's enough. So when the church page came out, the sermon topic read, The Lord is My Shepherd, That's Enough. You know, listen, in the changing and uncertain times of life, which often are hard, knowing the Lord is our shepherd is enough for our souls. So this morning we're going to take a look at part of Psalm 23 where David says, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. He's enough. In the uncertainties of life, in the difficult times of life, having the Lord as our shepherd is enough. We know that Psalm 23 is one of the most cherished, most memorized, most printed and beloved psalms. And it's been a source of strength down through the ages for all who believe in the Lord. Historically, some scholars think perhaps the timing of this took place and David wrote this during the rebellion of his son Absalom. That's what some think. It's common with the Psalms in which David yearns for the house of the Lord to be home again. As one writer said, it has the May-like freshness and the deep feelings of David's heart. Within the psalm, in verses 1 through 3, David calls Jehovah his shepherd. Well, in Hebrew, he would have said roi. That's the word in Hebrew for shepherd. The shepherd, the covenant God who watches over his people, whether here on earth or in eternity, his shepherd. You know, we hear the New Testament words of the Lord Jesus, I am the good shepherd. You know, for the one who has Jehovah, who is the possessor himself, has all his needs met, for God is with him. You know, this shepherd concept was used in the Old Testament. Jacob made reference to that in Genesis. Moses made reference to that in Deuteronomy 32. And of course, the Lord Jesus, the good shepherd, in John 11. God is the one who can refresh and who can refresh our souls, and we can find rest in the midst of troubles. The Lord knows our needs. He gives us strength in the midst of life's calamities. Strength in one's inner being, giving hope, vitality, as God glorifies himself within the needs of our humanity. As we analyze the emotions and issues touched on within this psalm, we see it touches the basic needs that we all have as individuals. As it deals with our sense of well-being and issues of proper direction and security. You know, this is where unrest and uncertainty and fear comes under control, because the Lord is our shepherd. You know, recall Jacob, as he was dying, spoke of God as his shepherd throughout his life. And of course, David, the shepherd king. Well, David, you know, literally knew what it was like to be a shepherd to needy sheep. Yet now in his life, David finds himself in need and looks to his creator God as the greater shepherd. And this morning, we're just going to look at verses 1 through 4 of this psalm as we reflect on what David is saying to us in the scriptures. And here we need to grasp what the scripture is teaching us as to the ministry of our God under this shepherding imagery. And here the scriptures will reveal to us that we can have the peace of God and that we can follow the path of God with the assurance of the presence of God and the protection of God as we live life in these trying circumstances. So in verse 1, we see David's personal confession that the Lord is his shepherd. And from 1 Samuel chapters 16 and 17, we know, again, as a young lad, David tended his father's flocks with a strong faith in the living God. And we know he took out that Philistine warrior, Goliath, as the rest of the Hebrew troops were shaking in their boots. David proclaims here, "The Lord is my shepherd." I hope all of us this morning can really say that honestly in our hearts, that we know the Lord and he's our shepherd. You see, it was possible in Israel as a theocratic nation to have a corporate identity to the things of God, and the possibility without any personal reality of a living faith. As Paul wrote in Romans 9, "Not all out of Israel are of Israel." That is, some do not have a personal living faith. Yet the God of Israel is a God of individuals. And we see this in John 10. Jesus is the good shepherd who gives his life for the sheep. And the Lord here talks about the individual relationship with his sheep. Jesus said, "I know my sheep and am known by my own, because my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Friends, that's a personal relationship, isn't it? "The Lord is my shepherd. Because of that, I have no lack, no need, I shall not want." And you might ask the question, what do you mean, David, that you don't lack or have a need? You're in trouble, man. No, I mean I have no lack. I lack nothing. Well, David, what do you have? Well, David says, "In my soul I have God's peace, for God is near. And I know God will direct my path according to his good will and purpose. And I know whatever I go through, I have God's presence and watch care. And it could be in the valley of the shadow of death, but God will provide. God will provide all I need, even in the face of my enemies." So let's look for a moment at verse 2 in the first part of verse 3. As David develops this shepherding imagery, we could reflect here on how God nourishes us with a reference to the grass and the water imagery. But because of the verbal ideas left us within in the Hebrew text, David's main point is that within his soul, David felt rest and he felt God's peace. When, because of the circumstances, he certainly could have panicked. You know, it doesn't take much for a flock of sheep to panic. I remember when I was a young boy growing up, and at one time on my grandfather's farm, and that was before I came along, but my grandfather had sheep. In fact, there's a piece of property on my grandfather's farm where my camp is today that is called the sheep pasture for obvious reasons. That's where the sheep were. And then when I was growing up, our neighbors up the road had sheep. And oftentimes they would kind of get out somehow and they'd stray over onto our property. And there might be 20 or 30 of them. But I noticed that it didn't take much for them to panic. They always seem on edge. And it didn't take a lot to spook them. And then off they'd be as a flock. Well, David here is giving us a picture, not of panic, but of the sheep resting under the loving care of their shepherd. The sheep have been led to the lush grassy pastures, with their shepherd causing them to lie down to rest beside the waters of rest. And that is a serene picture. This is a picture of a flock at rest because the shepherd has led them to everything they need and has caused them to rest. They don't have to be restless. They don't have to be wandering. Well, apply that to your own soul. So by using this pastoral imagery, David is saying, I feel this peace in my soul, an undisturbed rest because God is my shepherd. In verse 3, he plainly speaks of this when he says, he restores my soul. God has the ability to refresh our souls, to renew our hearts, to feel the Lord's goodness and faithfulness. And it means we can feel good in the presence of God. Like these sheep that David is speaking of, in deep grass beside the waters, resting. Folks, it means our soul can return to what it should be. In the midst of having anxious thoughts and being squeezed with life's pressures, or overwhelmed by what happens in life, King David is saying, I feel renewed by God as God gives me his peace. So the picture here is not sheep running in panic, which again is a common thing, but that of sheep at rest with their shepherd standing right beside them. Long before the Apostle Paul wrote these wonderful words in Philippians 4:7, that God's peace will guide our hearts and minds through Jesus Christ, as we commit our anxious thoughts to him, long before that, David here in Psalm 23 shares an imagery of his own soul at peace as he submits to his Lord as his good shepherd. And oh, how we struggle and how we get overwhelmed as earthly people. We battle the circumstances all around us. And our spirits sometimes get so overwhelmed, and we worry, and we fear, and we stress. And the pressures of life that come as one big flood and the load that's so hard to bear. Or the ongoing trials that befall us. If we know the Lord as our shepherd and submit to him, we draw close to him, cast all our care upon him, we obey his commands, we will experience how a loving God can restore our souls. In the place of panic, he can cause us to experience his peace, which passes, the Bible says, our own understanding. And folks, that's what David is saying to us in this psalm, that he knows God's inner peace because the Lord is his shepherd. And there's another thing David knows as we look ahead to verse 3, and it's this, that God can lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, without risk of going astray. You know, dear ones, God knows the best route to bring his people into God's best. In John 10, Jesus is the good shepherd, and Jesus knows his sheep by name, and he leads them out and goes before them. And here in this psalm, David is talking about God's leading his life providentially as he allows the circumstances and events that will shape David's life at that moment. But he has the confidence that the Lord his shepherd will lead him down the right path. God doesn't leave us when hard things happen. Now, David didn't understand everything about the circumstances he was in. No more than a sheep knows the path that lies ahead. But a sheep doesn't have to know the path because the shepherd is the guide. And he watches over the welfare of the sheep. And David knew that God was faithful and he was a good shepherd. And when God leads, it will be righteous and it will be straight. And it will be consistent with the holy nature of God. We know there are some circumstances we can change, with God expecting us to use wisdom and energy to do that. But we also know there are circumstances we cannot change. I believe David here in this psalm is in one of those I cannot change things situations. Yet I believe God is going to lead him right through it all on a straight path because his God will go before him, and David trusted that his God would. As Paul wrote, "He who has begun a good work in you will complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ." So, listen, this psalm up to now has dealt with two of the most basic needs that we as people have. First of all, dealing with our inner stress in the face of life's pressures. And secondly, trusting God when we face these hard circumstances of life. And with God as our shepherd, we can know his peace and we can trust his path. Psalm 37:5 says, "Commit your path to the Lord and trust also in him." And notice that in verse 4, sometimes the right path for the shepherd is through the valley of the deep shadows. Now, if sheep could talk, they might say, "David, what are you doing leading us on this path?" But this is not consistent with God's purpose. You know, David here, keeping with the shepherd theme, knows at times the sheep will have to take the route through the deep ravines and the wadis, as the Hebrews would call it, through the tall cliffs that hang from either side, and through the valleys of deep shadows where possible dangers are, the abode of wild predators and places of uncertain steps. "What are you doing, David?" "Well, I'm leading you." David knows in real life we face these valleys, those uncertainties ahead of us, the uncommon aspects of life, things that will cause us to fear. What's coming out of the shadows next? Yet as David leads them and they enter into the valley of the shadows, something else is very true. And this is true for us in our spiritual life. David felt the security of the presence and protection of his God. When he said, "I will fear no evil, you." By the way, that's an emphatic pronoun in the Hebrew text. "You, God, emphatically, are with me. Your rod and your staff," again, that's emphatic in the original text. The rod, by the way, was the club that a shepherd carried to smite any enemy, some wild animal that might attack the flock. The staff was to help the flock, pull them out of danger. And he says, "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." So he was not alone in the valley. And dear ones, neither are we. Just as a rod and staff was used by a human shepherd to beat off what might attack the sheep or might lift a fallen sheep to safety, David knew his divine shepherd has all the power and care to help his own when they have to go through the valley of the shadows. God is with them. Listen to Hebrews 13:5. For he, the Lord himself, has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. Most of us will probably never face the intensity of pressures such as David had. I don't think I would want to face a Goliath. How about you? Yet all of us know the pressures of life within our own circumstances. And trials can be very hard and very difficult and very painful. What a testimony here in the first four verses of trust in the goodness of God as David shares his own heart here. God, I can have your peace within my soul. I can be at rest. Lord, I can trust your path. And whatever happens, I know you'll be faithful as my God. And Lord, I take comfort in your presence and your power. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and help. And know exactly what I need. The Lord is our shepherd. Years ago, a man parked outside a large hospital in Miami, Florida, and saw one of the best-loved doctors come down the front steps. And he saw his lips moving. And he walked up to him and said, are you talking to yourself? He said, oh no, he said. I was saying the 23rd Psalm. I've just left a very sick lady on the fourth floor. And she asked me to say it with her. And then he thoughtfully said, the 23rd Psalm has been enshrined on a marble pedestal too long. We need to take it down, we need to break it up, we need to use it, because it's something that we can live by. I agree with that, don't you? God's word is powerful in our life. So, dear ones, we've looked just a bit today at part of the psalm, and much more could have been said. We saw that we can know peace instead of panic. We can trust the path that God has laid out. We can be comforted by his presence and power, even as we walk among the shadows in those deep valleys of life. Psalm 23. Let's apply it in how we live life. Do we need the Lord as our shepherd? Yes, of course we do. As a sheep of his flock, we need our Savior's love. We need his guidance every day when the deep things of the valleys threaten us. We need our shepherd king, like when a dear brother in Christ is suddenly taking home from us. One so gifted with a servant's heart, it seems that the valleys are deep and the shadows threaten. And fearful thoughts come into our mind, like how can we carry on? Well, we can panic and go to pieces, or we can lean on God's peace and rest in God's power to bring us through the shadows, because our shepherd hasn't left us. The one who said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Psalm 23 closes with David blessed by God in the midst of his enemies, saying, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, dear ones, let's not faint or fold up, but seek our God in the midst of the shadows. And all of us at this church will have to have the mindset, hey, man, I'm all in. I'm all in to help the ministries of this church and be with the folks in this church and care for the folks in this church and contribute to the growth of this church and the ministries of this church, which means not being a sideliner, but hey, God, I'm all in. I want to be using this flock. I want to build this church in Andor. I want to see God glorified in this town. I want to see people come to Christ in this village. Lord, help me to be a zealous servant for you. making the Lord our priority in life. The Lord is my shepherd. Do you believe He's enough? He's enough. You know, I've been a Christian 61 years. I've often failed Him. He's never failed me. Well, I'm going to have a closing prayer, and then we'll have a closing song this morning. But remember, as we leave here, it's not about us. It's being faithful to our shepherd. So I'm going to close in prayer, and this prayer is going to be a little different. As we close in prayer, I'm going to be using the words of the Lord Jesus Christ that He gave to us. So let's close as we bow in prayer. Lord Jesus, on this earth, things happen that we don't understand. But Lord, we do have Your words of truth and Your presence and comfort with us. And Lord, in Your word, we remember what You said to Your disciples. So Lord, as we pray, we remember what You said. You said, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them from Your hand." And Lord, You said, "Peace I leave with You, My peace I give to You. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Lord, You promised, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat or what we shall drink?' Your Heavenly Father knows you need these things. And Lord, You taught us not to worry about tomorrow. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Lord, You said the very hairs of our head are numbered. You said, 'Come to Me, and all you who labor, and I will give you rest. Because I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.' You said, 'When the Son of Man comes in His glory, then He will reward each according to their works.' And You promised, 'In My Father's house are many resting places. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.' So Lord Jesus, we thank You for Your love and truth and being our shepherd, for Your promise of peace when we go through the valley of the shadows. On earth, Lord, You know that things happen that we don't understand. But we have You as a shepherd who loves His own. So, Lord, help us not to lose heart, but to carry on, Lord, with Your rest and Your peace and Your words of hope and Your words of truth. Father, be with our flock here in Andover. Help each one of us. Father, be with Linda and her family in these difficult days. Be with us as a flock. And, Father, may we know Your power and strength and glory. And lead us, Lord, as a good shepherd that You are. As I pray in Jesus' name, amen.